And you're welcome back to the Sports Desk. It's full-time in Carrickmore in the All-Ireland Hurling Junior Quarter-Final between Donegal champions Setanta and British champions Kilburn. Paddy Hunter, when we were with you last, Setanta had a commanding advantage. Has that lasted to the full-time whistle?
Well, remarkably, it hasn't. We certainly didn't see this one coming. Setanta had led by 6 points with less than 10 minutes to go. But in injury time, Kilburn bashed in 2 goals and claimed the victory, 3-12 to 17 points. This will be a hard one to take by Setanta, the Donegal and Ulster champions, who led throughout this encounter, but just came up short in the dying moments of what was an enthralling and captivating game of hurling played in perfect conditions. After a slow start, Kilburn just trailed by a point at half-time. The London side reduced to 14 players when Luke Hans got involved with the spectator. Setanta had led 5-1 after 12 minutes. Josh McGee Connolly, Danny Cullen, Rory Campbell and 2 fine points from Declan Coulter, who finished the game with 9 points, all on target. Patrick Early pointing for Kilburn. Colin Nelson had a couple of wides before eventually he found his range and added 2 points. And that, of course, separated the sides by just 2 at going into the latter stages of the half. A Coulter 65 after Hans' red card saw Kilburn rally, though. And Nelson hit 2 fine points. Jack Kerwin pulled the sides within a point. And at the break, there was just 1 point between the sides. Kerwin and Irwin Kelly on target for Kilburn, cancelling out chances from Coulter and Gilmore. After an early Gilmore point in the second half, Mark Callaghan was sent off to lead the sides down to 14 clears apiece. An off-the-ball incident spotted by the linesman. But despite the setback, Setanta pulled clear. Coulter hit 4 points before Nelson tying down Kilburn's first second half point on 51 minutes. Setanta then by 6 points and in control. But then cue a remarkable fight back. Nelson pointed, and from a massive long-range free dropped in by goalkeeper Conor McNally, Donal Reid got a final touch to the ball past the Setanta goalkeeper Mark Kane. But Niall Cleary and Gilmore points for Setanta kept them in control going into the latter stages. Then, absolutely from nowhere, Dara O'Sullivan broke and found the net to draw the sides level. Fergal Cullen collected the puck out from goalkeeper Kane and he dropped the ball over. And then almost was the last play of the game. Reid popped up once again to drive the final nail in the coffin as he found the back of the net for a 3rd goal. A remarkable game of hurling. A remarkable comeback by the Kilburn side. A side filled with players from all over the country. They showed great quality. They showed great class against the Setanta side, who thought most certainly who had done enough in this game. But in the end, they came up short. And it's finished Kilburn Gales 3-12, Setanta 17 points.
So it's heartbreak for Setanta in the dying moments. Kilburn snatching 2 goals from almost nowhere. Both sides down to 14 men apiece and Kilburn snatching it at the death. Setanta will be disappointed to have lost that 6-point advantage. They'll be sent home. Kilburn will go on to face the Connacht champions in the All-Ireland Junior Hurling semi-final next week.